This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. The peninsula has most of what it needs for an emergency cold weather shelter.
The food bank is ready, willing, and able to provide the evening meal and a light breakfast to go in the mornings. You know, we have transportation available through a couple of different avenues.
Leslie Rohr is executive director of Love, Inc., one of several peninsula groups that are spearheading the initiative to get a shelter going this winter. What they're missing is a space, and there's not much that can happen without one.
We applied for emergency shelter grant through Alaska Housing Finance, and because we didn't have an established program running, I think it kind of put us down on the list.
There isn't currently a shelter on the Kenai Peninsula for the hundreds of homeless people who live here. There are a few other options for temporary housing, including the Friendship Mission for Men and the Lee Shore Center for Victims of Domestic Violence, both in Kenai. A cold weather shelter is triggered by low temperatures, in this case 20 degrees. Kenai had its first 20-degree night in October. Estimates about how many people would use a shelter are rough, but Rohr says over 450 people came through Love, Inc.'s doors in 2020. Rohr and others were closer than they had ever been to getting the shelter set up before COVID hit. They were going to alternate through several churches, so each cold night, people would be sent to a different building. It took a while to clear some of the logistical hurdles, like safety certifications.
But we did that, and we had a couple of churches that were approved and ready to go. And then COVID hit, and their governing bodies shut the churches.
Without coronavirus, they probably would have been able to open the shelter in November, Rohr says. Instead, they went back to the drawing board. They were close to securing the Challenger Learning Center in Kenai, which has beds, showers, and bathrooms. But that didn't work out, says Twyla Mundy, a volunteer who's been helping with the initiative.
The Challenger Center, when it was built, was specified to be used for youth.
For that reason, they were told they'd only be able to use the shelter to house homeless youth. Next, Love, Inc. submitted an application for the gymnasium space in the vacant Soldotna Prep building. They were one of three applicants. The borough approved the Boys and Girls Club and Central Emergency Services to use the space, but denied Love, Inc.'s application. Rohr says she still hasn't gotten a direct answer about why their proposal wasn't approved. Marcus Mueller, the borough's land management officer, says the borough thought the Boys and Girls Club would be a better fit for the building. While they could have fit both in the space, he says the borough heard concerns about Boys and Girls Club students and homeless shelter occupants being in the building concurrently. One body that has been openly supportive of the shelter plan is the Soldotna City Council, which gave Love, Inc. a CARES grant of over $30,000 so it could buy a trailer, cots, blankets, and other supplies for the shelter. They're not eligible for larger grants, like the one from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, because they don't have a brick-and-mortar space. It means they likely won't have a location this winter. Mundy worries it's a bad winter to be without a shelter, with more people struggling with unemployment and paying rent during the pandemic.
We do have homeless. We've always had homeless, but I'm afraid that we're going to have homeless times two or times three.
Later this month, Project Homeless Connect will host its annual local event linking people in need with agencies and resources. Project Homeless Connect also helps organizations like Love, Inc. get a better sense of how many people on the peninsula are homeless. Last year, over 140 participants signed up. 90% of them said they would use an emergency cold weather shelter if one was available. Rohr says she thinks they'll get resistance wherever they try to put the shelter.
Any location that you pick, whether it's a conditional use permit that you have to apply for, or there's zoning issues. The minute you say shelter or transitional living, government entities just go into a tailspin.
Rohr says they'll explore all other options going forward, including looking for land for potential construction. Mueller says the borough offered to help scout a site. And that's it for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.